Okay, Shavuot Tov, everybody. So Rishon of Parshas Bo is one of those seminal aliyos that not only play a very dramatic role in terms of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but really form, in, as I say, a foundational sense, our Hashkafas Ha'olam. Paro is, you know, somewhat chastened. Remember in Barad for a moment there, even if, you know, Moshe discerned a certain lack of sincerity, Yadati ki terem tirun mipnei Hashem Elokim. Nonetheless, Paro said, you know, Hashem atzadik v'ani v'ami harishoyim. So there's some acknowledgement there, and we talked, you know, on Erev Shabbos about vayachbed libo huva badava vayachazak lev Paro, Paro's recalcitrance. But now, you know, we have members of the inner circle who are beginning to crack. You know, it's not just the etzba Elokim, but the Avde Faro, not just the Khartumim, saying Haterem Teda ki Avda Mitzrayim, which both Targum and Rashi understand to mean, you know, don't you realize that this is a lost battle? There's nothing left to be done. We're defeated, and all we can do is make things worse. So in any event, Vayushav es Moshe ves Aaron el Paro, so that, you know, convinces Paro that he at least has to negotiate, and he says, Miva Miyah Olchem. And in Moshe Rabbeinu's response, we really have a mantra or an ethos for all generations. So Moshe says, "Bin arenu v'izkenenu neleich, v'vanenu v'vnosenu, b'tzonenu v'vkarenu neleich, ki chag Hashem lanu." And Paro is outraged, and you know he says, "Lochein l'chuna gvarim v'yevdu es Hashem ki osa atem v'akshim v'yigarash osam es pnei Paro." He's enraged by it. And Ru'u ki ra'ab neged pneichem, as difficult as the Targum is, and Rashi says kitargumo, and the Ramban says, if only Rashi would have said the Targum meant, but basically the Ramban says is that Paro says, you're insincere, you call me insincere, but you're insincere. Clearly, you know, you want to be boreach, because otherwise, why in the world would this include the women and the children, etc.? Now, I do want to put this in context. You know, if you look at the end of Sefer Bereishis, when there was a great deal of concern about Yosef and his brothers, right, the proto-Am Yisrael, leaving to go back to Canaan, so we're told that the Levaya of Yaakov Avinu was done the following way. Vayal Yosef ikboras aviv, vayalu ito, kol avdei faro, ziknei veso, v'chol ziknei eretz Yitzrayim, v'chol beis Yosef, v'echov, uveis aviv, rak tapam, Vitzonam uvkaram azvu beretz Goshen. So there is a precedent. If people are meant to leave, if the Jews are meant to leave Mitzrayim, but not to leave on a permanent basis, so it should be tapam tzonam uvkaram. So clearly that set Paro off here. You know, lechuna hagvarim v'ivdu es Hashem v'chol beis Yosef v'echav uveis aviv. So there is, you know, a precedent for that with respect to what Paro is looking towards, and you had the same concern in Chadash Tachas HaShamesh, that, you know, Yosef would abscond as well. And, you know, we discussed that at the time. Aleu kvor es avicha kasher hishpiacha, as the Ramban notes, it's only because of the Shvua that Yosef was permitted in the end of the day to go. So be that as it may, you know, Moshe's response is very fascinating. It lays out the idea that Avodas Hashem, you know, is not just the province of adult men, but it really is, you know, upon Hakel Asam, Hanashim, Hanashim V'Ataf. Ibn Ezra has a comment here. Bin Aredu V'Izkenenu, Kichag Hashem Lanu, Hu Mitzvah Al Kulanu, right? Kichag Hashem Lanu, La Zevach, Hu Mitzvah Al Kulanu, the mitzvah is chal on each and every one of us. We're all part of this in terms of the chiyuv of Avodas Hashem. The chizkuni, so chag Hashem lanu, v'derech lios kol hataf v'chag. A little bit less strong, right? It's not a formal chiyuv like the Ibn Ezra, mitzvah al kulanu, but the derech is, you know, that the children should be there for the celebration. The Netziv, interestingly, has a little bit of a different approach, which you can hear, you know, echoes of Shitas HaRambam in terms of v'samachta v'chagecha, that it's not just a din in the Baal HaBayis, but chayavadam v'sameach banu v'vnei beso b'regel. So Netziv writes, b'in arenu v'zkenu ne'lech, shegam hema b'chuyabim b'avoda kemo ha'gevarim, v'gab b'vanenu v'vnosenu, afo b'shema b'ambes labnei avoda ninhu. Right, we're talking about minors, b'vanenu v'vnosenu, so basically, Netziv says there are two dinim. B'narenu b'skenenu, anybody who's, you know, halachic adult is mechuyavin ba'avoda. There's a chiyav avoda, and that obviously applies, you know, across genders. Chiyav avoda Hashem, right? The Rambam thinks is chal in both men and women. B'vanenu b'vnosenu, right? If you want to have a din of simcha, yashal ismo achbli banim uvanos. That's what it means. Chayvadu mesameach banav uvnei beisa bereg. In a deeper sense, though, of course, this gets to the critical cultural and moral difference between Mitzrayim going all the way back to Parshas Lech Lecha and what Klal Yisrael is meant to be about. You know, Mitzrayim, basically Nashim, you know, Vayirusa Refaroes Haisha Ki Tova Hi Me'od, Ki Afa Hi Me'od, Vayalu Osal Paro Vatukach Haisha Beis Paro, as the Ramban writes there, it's all foreshadowed, right? Nashim are basically meant to be used as objects of pleasure and, you know, catalysts for reproduction to strengthen the nation, but the nation is defined by the men. And from the very beginning, Paro, you know, followed that playbook. Kol haben hayilod hayorot hashlichu v'chol habas techayun. Even earlier than that, with the mialdos, im benhu v'amitenoso, im bashi v'chaya. There was nothing to be concerned about in terms of the banos, and the Ramban says what we all could probably figure out on our own, which is that, you know, what they intended to do with the Nashim is exactly what Paro intended to do, you know, with respect to Sarah, right? To take her for his own pleasure and, you know, just simply to assimilate the Nashim into the Egyptian populace. But the entire story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which, of course, is under the heading, you know, Bischus Nashim Tidkarios Nigalo Avosinim Mitzrayim, from Miriam, Batitatzav Achosome Rachok, from, you know, Shifra and Pua, from Bas Paro herself, Atachmola, Atam Mialde Vrimza, is that Paro was undermined primarily by women. You know, his own daughter, the Mialdos, Miriam, you know, Hailech Vekarasi Lach Isha Minekes Mino Evrios, Visenik Lach Esayalad Vatelech Alma, Vatikrale Em Hayalad Yocheved herself. And as Chazal expand on it, Tacha Satapua Chororticha, the entire story of the Kior, the Maros Hatzovos, and the Nashim Sheva Oso Hador, who were filled with Emuna, Betupim Uvim Cholos, as we know from Parshas Beshalach, they left because they were completely convinced of divine salvation in advance. And Paro never acknowledged the spiritual strength of women, right? Women were the ones who didn't participate in the Chet HaEgel, and so on and so forth. So really what we're dealing with is a culture that has a complete lack of understanding of not just Bina Yisera Banashim, but as I like to say, Emuna Yisera Banashim, and the special role that they play, and Kichag Hashem Lanu, right, Mitzvah Al Kulanu, says the Ibn Ezra, right? We believe in Avodas Hashem. Doesn't mean that we exactly have the same roles, but axiologically there's an equivalence, right? Maimon Har Sinai was not just the Beis Yaakov and the Bnei Yisrael, it was, you know, everybody. Hanashim, Hanashim v'hataf. And that's predicated on the idea of the spiritual strength of our dual masora, Shema b'ni Musar avicha, v'altitosh Torah simecha, as the Rav gave his own inimitable voice to, in the Hesped for the Talmud Rebbetzin. And it's a repudiation of Tarbos Mitzrayim. So, just like everything else in the Torah is a repudiation of Tarbos Mitzrayim, Tarbos Mitzrayim has a degrading, objective, and objectifying attitude towards Nashim, and Chazal and Torah have an embracing, respectful, even reverential attitude towards Nashim, Bischos, Nashim, Tzidkanios, the Galo Avosinim Mitzrayim, the Bina Yisera Banashim, the Amuna Yisera, in these Nashim, and of course, Bevanenu Uvifnosenu, Moshe Rabbeinu said it, right? Kichag Hashem Lanu, Al Kulanu, Mitzvah, Lavodes Hashem. Shavuot Tov.